It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and it's time to reveal my number one choice of the best film of the year. It's called The Brutalist. It's made by Brady Corbett, an actor who has directed two lesser-known films, but this one enters him in Coppola territory. It's a long movie, but with an overture, a 15-minute intermission, an epilogue, and a perfect leading character, a Hungarian-Jewish architect played authentically and memorably by Adrian Brody, who has a Polish, Jewish, and Hungarian background. There's a lot to gaze at, a lot to examine, and a lot of time for this architect to adjust to his new American life. It's not always going to be easy, and it's not always going to be happy, but it's going to be uplifting and memorable. Recapping my list of the best films of the year, number 10, The Wild Robot, number 9, Civil War, number 8, His Three Daughters, number 7, Inside Out 2, number 6, Flow, number 5, A Complete Unknown, number 4, Sing Sing, number 3, Dune Part 2, number 2, Anora, and my number one choice, The Brutalist. If you like this list on my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. That's it for this week. Next week, I'll be back with my list of the worst films of the year. Until then, I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.